The fight over the budget continues at the state capitol, this time over roads. Last night, state Republicans on the budget committee voted to increase fees for vehicle titles and registration in order to fund road projects and maintenance around Wisconsin. According to lawmakers, the increase in fees would generate roughly $393 million in new revenue for projects. But that number is about $200 million less than what Governor Tony Evers is looking for in his proposed budget. Sean Johnson is WPR's Capital Bureau Chief. He joins us now to give us a rundown of the vote last night. Sean, thanks for being back with us.
Hey, Rob.
Well, tell us what came out of the Joint Finance Committee when it came to roads yesterday.
I mean, I think that the highlights are those fee increases that you mentioned there. The vehicle registration fee would go up from $75 to $85. So that's the fee you pay every year to have a car in Wisconsin. But then the vehicle title fee would be a substantial increase. You're looking at a $95 increase. That's a 137% increase. So anybody who buys a car, whether it's a nice luxury new car or kind of a clunker, they would pay that fee, and that would generate hundreds of millions of dollars of roads. This is more transportation revenue than Republicans have been willing to embrace in many years, certainly during the Walker administration.
This is, though, a different avenue for road funding than Governor Evers had proposed. Compare and contrast for us.
Yeah, so Evers wanted to increase the gas tax by 8 cents immediately. He also wanted to bring back gas tax indexing, which would automatically increase the gas tax to keep up with inflation. And that would have led to about a dime increase over the course of the next two-year budget. He stood by that. Democrats stood by that. They said that the gas tax has the added benefit that everybody pays it. So if you just charge vehicle registration fees and vehicle title fees, those fall disproportionately on Wisconsin residents, whereas a gas tax, you end up charging those Illinois drivers that come up to Wisconsin. Everybody who uses Wisconsin roads pays the gas tax. In this case, Illinois drivers won't pay anything.
That said, as you mentioned, this is kind of a breakthrough for Republicans. We went through a lot of years there where people wouldn't consider or wouldn't agree on any particular funding increase when it came to roads.
Yeah, I mean, that was the difference compared to every budget that we've covered recently, where Republicans have said we have road funding challenges, particularly Assembly Republicans. It's been kind of a cause for them that they want to fund the roads. They want to find a long-term funding source for transportation, but they never could agree on one, especially when Governor Walker was saying he might veto the entire budget if it includes like a gas tax increase. In that sense, it was noteworthy that they found a revenue that they could agree on in that committee, although it's no guarantee that what they agreed on last night will pass the full legislature.
Now, Democrats in the legislature argued that the increase in registration fees would hurt residents. Here's a listen to Democratic State Representative Evan Goyke of Wisconsin's 18th Assembly District.
Any car, when you buy it, the price just went up $95, whether it's a nice car or a not so nice car. It will now cost you $164.50 to buy a car in the state of Wisconsin.
Is that a common theme we're hearing from Democrats?
Yeah, and I mean, Goyke also said that this is a 137% increase on the tax when you buy a car. He said you can call it a fee and hide behind the word, but it costs just the same. So, I mean, I think that is a significant difference for a Republican. They're more willing, at least the Republicans on this committee, are more willing to embrace a fee increase than a gas tax increase. They both take money out of people's pockets. They both fund roads, but they have different names. I mean, a fee increase sounds like a user fee. A tax sounds like a tax.
Talking to Sean Johnson, WPR's Capital Bureau Chief, looking at road funding and the state budget. And that's been the core of this problem of how to fix Wisconsin's roads for a long time, right? Sean, you see surveys where a lot of people say, yes, we need to do more. We need to pay more for roads. But when you throw individual proposals, they don't like any particular one of them. People dislike the gas tax, dislike user fees, dislike toll roads. That's the core of the challenge that's been facing the legislature.
Yeah, people have been pretty consistently inconsistent, I guess you could say. I mean, nobody really wants to pay the higher gas tax in particular. That didn't poll well in the recent Marquette poll. It hasn't polled well in the past. And so the challenge for any lawmaker or governor who thinks that people want to spend more on roads, as polling suggests they do, is to connect the two, to say, if you want to do that, here's how we do it. We can't just, you know, borrow or make the, you know, find the money from somewhere else.
What have we heard from other Republicans in the legislature so far? Are they uniformly on board with these increases?
You had one Republican actually vote against this on committee last night. That was State Senator Dewey Strobel. And that's kind of significant because in this budget, Republicans really have presented this unified front. Now that they have a Democratic governor, they have kind of a common political enemy, and they've been just unanimous on all of their motions. You know, they've been party line votes, but all the Republicans stick together. Dewey Strobel did not on this one. He's been a frequent critic of the Department of Transportation and has generally said that the DOT has enough money to work with now and that they need to find efficiencies. He's also been a critic of Evers DOT Secretary Craig Thompson, who led the Wisconsin Transportation Development Association. Senator Strobel said last night that he doesn't trust the DOT secretary, who is a road builder lobbyist.
So what's next when it comes to the road building part of this big state budget?
All of this has to go to the full legislature. And so you not only have Strobel there who doesn't like it, you have Senator Steve Nass, who said last night that he didn't care for this. He called it a victory for the road building lobby and a loss for Wisconsin taxpayers. So that's two. And they're not saying they're going to vote against the entire budget. But Republicans, even though they have what we refer to as a big majority in the Senate, they can only lose two Republicans there and pass the budget without Democratic votes. So I would say it's not a given that what passed last night is going to be what gets to the governor. And then it's not a given that what gets to the governor is going to be, you know, what he wants or that he'll sign it without vetoes.
We've seen a lot of lobbying in favor of doing something to fix roads lately. Local governments definitely on board with something. Not too long ago, did I read this right? A group of first responders, emergency, police, fire were coming and saying, hey, we're worried about our ability to respond because of potholes.
Yeah, they came out this week and they said we don't embrace any particular plan. That's up to legislators to decide. But they kind of listed a lot of examples that they deal with in, you know, their daily lives as law enforcement, you know, talking about a stretch of highway north of Sun Prairie where there's so many potholes that you have blowouts every day. And those sometimes cause accidents, talking about highway buckling, talking about emergency vehicles being forced to detour their route because the section of road is so bad. So they kind of joined the chorus this week ahead of this big vote.
Now, Governor Evers, if he doesn't like these particular fee increases, he could line item veto them if it came to that. He can't line item veto a gas tax increase into the budget, right?
No, he can't. And there's other stuff that he may or may not like in this plan. So the Republican plan would take $90 million out of the state's general fund, which pays for schools, pays for Medicaid, and transfer that right over to road projects. That's something that Democrats don't care for. There's also this study in the Republican plan,
which is
very vaguely worded. It talks about having a mileage-based fee study. It's a $2.5 million study. Because it's so vague, it could mean kind of like mileage-based vehicle registration fee. It could mean a tolling system in Wisconsin. It would leave it up to the DOT to decide what this should be, and it would leave it up to the legislature's budget committee to give it an up or down vote, not the full legislature. So they could really recommend anything, and it would be up to the budget committee to give it a yay or a nay.
So we should be watching this study, it sounds like you're saying.
I would watch this study if it makes it through the budget and survives the governor's veto pen, because that could be what opens the door to some type of new registration fee increase based on miles or to toll roads in Wisconsin for the first time. I mean, the sky is kind of the limit.
Sean, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Sean Johnson, WPR Capital Bureau Chief. He joined us to give us the latest on the fight over road funding in Wisconsin after the Joint Finance Committee passed a plan yesterday.